Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Iván Dahazu. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Lum. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Iván Dahazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dahazu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dahazu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wrights hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lum. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball four. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing right field. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martz is called out on strikes. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Wilson scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Durham steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martz is 0-for-1 in the game. Martz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Mozilli steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn is walked intentionally. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Scott Thompson pinch runs for Leon Durham. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lum is 0-for-2 in the game. Lum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reitz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Mukie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wilson. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Doug Coppola now pitching. Hector Cruz now playing third base. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Lee Mozzilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Wilson scores. Baylor moves to third. Kingman moves to second. It's 6-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stearns strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brooks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. DeJesu is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Flynn hits a line drive towards third. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Kravick now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mozzilli strikes out. 2 outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stearns is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lum is 0 for 3 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tracy pinch hits for Ken Kravick. Jim Tracy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tracy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Tracy reaches second base with a double. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blackwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.